We've returned to bring you all the latest news, reviews, and criticisms from the comic book world. Have you got any questions? You in the back with the Batman t-shirt on. Okay, we'll have to get back to you on that one. Let's listen to the comic book haters, everybody. That's what they're paying you for.
The Comic Book Haters is filmed in front of a missing studio audience.
Okay, everybody, this is a very special review. We're going to take a look at a comic, a Canadian comic. And you had asked about reading Canadian comics before, correct?
I don't think so, but I'll take a look.
Okay, this is, what number is that?
Is this the one your dog pooped on?
Oh my god!
Oh, come
this
on!
Is,
your dog shit on it! I don't want it in my hand! Oh, look at it! It's got a shit stain on it!
Okay, everybody.
Come on.
This is the Comic Book Haters. This is Collier's volume 2, number 1. This is the infamous comic.
You kept it. I knew you kept it, you asshole. Was it in a bag at least? What the fuck is wrong with you? You kept something your dog pooped. Was it this dog? She pooped on this and you kept it. What the fuck is wrong with you? Your comic book collecting is a psychosis.
What the fuck's going on? Are we recording?
Yeah, we're reviewing a comic book that is dog shit on.
Oh, dude, I'm out of here.
Oh, she knows. Look.
Oh, man, that's fucked up.
She feels bad. It's not your fault, Max. Look at her. She's like, aw.
I don't believe Max did. I believe that you did.
Yeah.
In a fit of drunken rage.
Yeah, dude, there's a piece of corn on it still. And a peanut.
So I think you were drunk and possibly high, and you forgot where the hell you were, and you took a shit right on that thing, man.
So this is Collier's volume
dude,
2.
Go wash your hands.
I'm not touching
it. He handed it to me.
You picked it up?
He handed it to me.
Oh, you touched the doo-doo comic.
Schooly.
Dude, it's got shit on it.
Schooly, I'll give you a case of beer if you read this comic.
No! It's got dog duke on it.
Schooly Bo Booby.
Right, it's all right.
What did you just say?
Okay, Maxie.
Hands smell like Duke.
No, they don't. I didn't, believe me, I didn't touch that part.
You gave it to me.
Oh, did you touch it?
I don't know.
I don't think you did. This is Collier's. It's a Canadian artist.
You're still looking through
the
it.
The first story is about a guy's dog.
Good figure.
And this was actually a pretty cool comic. I mean, yeah, I felt bad when my dog shat upon it, but,
I just feel like I poured a beer on it.
Yeah.
Don't waste
your beer. Hey, and it might bring out the stink. Don't do that. Dude, how could you not throw that away? And it wasn't even in a Mylar bag!
I threw it,
Oh, my God. What the hell's wrong with this guy?
I don't think this segment should ever air.
Do you have any other books that have any other poop on them? Or anything else that we should know about?
You're nothing but a shit apple, I'll tell you that.
Oh, no.
Shit apple doesn't fall far from the shit tree there, Sloofus.
That's true. So, Collier's Schooly, what are you giving it?
I'm not giving it anything. I'm giving it a dog do wipe.
Umbrella Man?
It's a piece of toilet paper that your dog shat upon that you kept.
See? His collecting is a psychosis.
He couldn't I shit throw upon it you and this episode.
Whoa.
Okay, everybody.
Just give it to that.
I'm not good with you. Good with the computer.
Okay, sorry about that little shitscapade. But now we're going to take a look at DJ Sloofus's Summer 2006 Top 10 Comics of All Time.
Yeah.
Does this have poop on it in any way?
No, not okay, in no
good,
way.
Good.
So I think we're down to number 7, right?
I think that's what this is.
Yeah.
7.
So number 7, greatest comic of all time. I'm back in this one fully.
It's a Hulk comic, right?
Joe Matt, the Poor Bastard. Anybody ever read it?
It looks just like all those other ones that look just like this.
Umbrella Man, you never read The Poor Bastard?
Nope.
Joe Matt, a guy from right outside of Philly, you know, so semi-local boy, moved to Canada, started making this comic.
Why don't we interview him?
I thought about that. You know, I thought about trying to contact him. You know, he might be good. But he doesn't do anything. Like, it takes him, like, several years to put out one comic.
Well, I gotta say, I've never heard of this guy, and I'm shocked. So far, like, 8 and 7 have been letdowns because I don't even know this guy. It can't be that good.
Oh, no, this comic is great. Autobiographical. He falls into the camp of, like, embarrassingly autobiographical, and you think, like, this. Most of this can't be true.
Like Harvey Pekar?
Well, the difference is Harvey Pekar is autobiographical, but he leads an exceedingly dull life, you know?
Well, so do you, but...
Yeah, but I'm not making a comic about it, you know?
No, but I have to deal with it all the time.
Nah, you don't have to deal with shit. But, Joe...
Yeah, actually, we did have to deal with shit in that last, shit-capade.
That's true. But Joe Matt, you know, he writes about, like, the problems with his girlfriend, he's addicted to pornography... And just, like, he's also addicted to, like, strangely clad women. I don't know, but...
Let me tell you a little comic about a guy written by Joe Mama.
Go ahead.
Nah, that was the bit. Yeah, that was it.
So the question was actually the fulfillment.
I'm looking through this, man. I mean, it doesn't seem like horrible.
Yeah.
But why is it on the top 10?
Because this is a personal statement. It's the story of Joe Matt's life between these several months that it takes place. And, I mean, it's brutally honest. Not that in and of itself
I'll
is
be
worthy.
Brutally honest. This sucks.
You didn't even look at it yet.
So what? I can't believe it's on the top fucking 10.
Wow.
This is your top 10, dude?
Yeah, this is one of the greatest comics ever.
You started out really strong with the first two picks.
Yeah?
The next two picks have sucked.
Oh, you didn't... Fuck you, Umbrella Man. You never even read this. Schoolie, now, let me ask you this, Schoolie.
Yeah.
I'm not offering this, but if I offered a case of beer, would you drink... would you read that?
Yeah, actually, I would.
And why?
I like the art a lot better than...
It's very cartoony.
Yeah, but yet not, like, ridiculously.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know. I liked it. The story was a little more interesting than the stuff that I saw was that Hate or whatever that.
So you think Hate was a little too sensational?
Something, yeah.
Yeah.
Like this seems like more of an interesting story to me.
Yeah, this is much more introspective, much more personal, and much more cartoony. Like, I mean, Joe Matt.
I read a few things were just kind of repulsive in there.
Oh, very.
But I mean, interesting in an interesting way, though. You know what I mean?
Well, it's very voyeuristic.
It is.
I don't say this doesn't. I'm not saying this is horrible. It looks interesting.
Yeah.
I just can't believe it's in your top 10. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it's a bad comic.
Yeah.
I'm not dissing the comic. I'm saying this is in your top 10. That's all I'm saying.
And Umbrella Man, I respect that. And I'm saying
based off
yes,
your
it
massive
is.
Collection, that's, you're speaking pretty highly of this. And
well,
I've never heard you talk about this before in the entire time I've known you.
I haven't either.
And almost everything, I mean, I knew about the EC comic. Everything you've talked about so far, I knew you're a big fan of this. First time I'm hearing about it.
I'm just trying to warn you, there may be some surprises in the top 10, but...
Oh, I'm surprised.
Over the 5 minutes that I dedicated to this list, I thought, well, what comics have I read more than once? You know what I mean? And this comic I've read several times. And it's great. I mean, you know,
you
Joe Matt.
You buy it from me, I'll check it out.
I might be reading this.
Okay, well, you might be. I don't
expect a case of beer.
No, I don't expect anything. But Joe Matt, this
supposed to be in here?
Yeah, that's a thing he did for Details
Magazine.
And
I'm also surprised you actually think it's interesting.
Yeah.
He actually optioned this to, I think, Showtime, and he was trying to get this made into like a Curb Your Enthusiasm type show.
Yeah.
And it was in production hell for a couple years and just finally fell apart. But I mean, it would have made a good show if he starred in it, you know, because I met this guy and you know he's still young and like he looks like he could pull it off. Great series, you know, great series. I can't recommend it highly enough. That's why it's number, what, 7?
Yeah.
The Poor Bastard, you know, it was Peep Show, I think, number 1 through 6, but now it's a collection. You can get the collection, and definitely worth checking out. Now, you guys are a little silent, so I think you're hesitant. I think you both want to read this comic.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, I'll reiterate. Looks like an interesting comic. I'm not putting the comic down. Just surprised it's in your top 10.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't read it, so it's not really fair for me to like just totally trash it. But compared to everything that I know that you really like, that you've always talked highly about, I'm really surprised it's in your top 10. I'm gonna give it a 5.
Wow. Okay. Well, of course, I give it the 10. You know, it's in my top 10. Schooly.
Just based on what I read of it, like for when I was flipping through it. 6, maybe a 7.
Jesus, man, that's like—I can't believe you're giving it that high a rating.
Yeah. It caught my interest. There was a lot of things in there that were.
It's a great comic. I think you're just being a contrarian.
No, not at all.
You think so?
Why would I? I'd be going against you.
What has he got to gain from that?
You are going higher though than me.
You're going higher, but I'm not going against you. I mean,
man, but even still, you'd think he would go lower.
Yeah, exactly.
He went higher.
It's interesting to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's very similar to Hate, except for the fact that it's much more personal. If you can compress Hate down to one person's thoughts and, you know, actions.
Well, I like the art better than Hate, too.
Well, yeah, I guess it's your personal taste.
And he actually, he followed this up with a story about himself as, like, a 10 or 11-year-old in Pennsylvania, which was an interesting story, too. But
I'm surprised and shocked.
All right.
But I had to read it.
Yeah.
So buy me a copy.
Okay. It's on order. Umbrella Man, you give it a 5. Schooly?
6 to 7. Let's say 6.5. How's that?
DJ Slufus?
You give it a 10.
All right. So that is our number 7 pick. The build-up continues.
Dun, dun, dun.
Next is number 6.
Yeah.
Okay, so
we're counting backwards, folks.
Yeah, we're counting down. So we're going to have a review next time, and we will have a our number 6
for
reveal.
Everybody.
And we're still building towards the Schooly G Reed Hate Fund. We got a lot of shit, a lot more shit than we ever expected. But if you got anything to contribute, just send an email to thecomicbookhaters@yahoo.com. Let us know what you're going to contribute, and we'll see. And right about now, Schooly, what are your odds of reading it?
0.
Oh, come on. 0?
Yeah.
All that shit?
All of it. I know. It's a lot of stuff.
Maybe somebody could send him a heart.
All right, everybody. We will see you. All right, here's the Comic Vocators. Got a special sad edition.
Sad.
My name's Slufus.
I'm Schooly J.
Schooly, I know you like zombie comics.
No, of course, who doesn't?
Yeah. Here's a zombie comic called Zombie Highway.
It feels thick.
Yeah, it was really slick paper.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, the cover's got, you know, it'll raise a chuckle or two. It's a zombie hitchhiking with, like, he's holding his own, severed a hand, and the thumbs up, so a hand holding a hand. Now, you got a little bit of a chagrin on your face. What do you think?
You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
All right.
Now,
this is, I shouldn't even say this.
Go ahead.
I guess I gotta kind of have to, because this is gonna start rumors that are not true.
Are you saying you're sexually attracted to the zombies?
No, it's gonna propagate a rumor that is untrue. A rumor here that's been bandied about the comic book haters.
Okay, what's your review?
I've already seen some of this.
You have? What? Oh god. You know what?
See, now before you jump to conclusions.
Oh no, I'm just changing the stationery to say the comic book lovers.
No, please don't. Because it has zombie in the title, and I happen to see it on a local BitTorrent site.
No way, you downloaded this comic?
I don't think I downloaded it.
Yeah, you did.
No, because I didn't get the whole issue. I only saw a couple of pages from it, so maybe I went to the website after I couldn't download it or something.
Well, let's just assume you did download it and read it.
I read a page or two from this.
That's my assumption.
I read a page or two.
And what'd you think?
I wasn't that impressed.
I gotta say this, I didn't like this at all.
Yeah, I wasn't that impressed with it. Because I mean, it sounded great. Zombie Highway. Who doesn't like zombies? Who doesn't like cars?
You know what? My point exactly. There's this little kind of like intro, you know, where they're, I guess it's like the artist and the writer talking about it. And at some point in here, or maybe it's like in the afterword, I don't know, but at some point, the guy who writes it says like, you know, if you're just looking for just a straight up zombie comic, well, this isn't it. You know, there'll be like several issues going by where we don't, you know, go deal with zombies or blah blah blah. We're so much more. It's just the backdrop.
So why would you call it Zombie Highway then?
Dude, that's exactly the point I was thinking. Like, why have a zombie on the cover? Call it Zombie Highway. I'll admit, I bought this comic because I thought it had to deal with zombies.
Yeah.
Now, having said that, if it was really good, I wouldn't care so much.
Right.
But, I mean, it wasn't really that good.
It looked pretty lame when I was flipping through it there.
Yeah, don't promise Zombie Highway and then, you know...
Don't deliver it.
Yeah, and tell me... And almost, like, almost chastise me because I expected zombies.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're so much more than that. We're not just zombies.
Well, you should be just zombies.
Or you should be more zombies than you're giving off.
Exactly.
Hey, you know what? Because... I like the cover.
Yeah, the cover draws you in. It does. It's a classic looking zombie on the front.
Mm-hmm.
He's ripped off his own hand to give a thumb.
Yeah,
to thumb a ride. You know.
Again, it's not the wittiest, but it's cool. It's a zombie. Like I see that.
There's a car charging behind it. Looks like it's gonna be all about cars and zombies, man. I'm down with that.
But yeah.
I was sadly, you know, mistaken when I flipped through that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you what. I mean, change the focus. Make it all about zombies, and I think you might be onto something. But.
Yeah.
You know, stick to this, and you're already here first. Yeah. I'm not buying it again.
No, exactly.
It's just a prediction, you know?
Yeah, you probably buy the whole fucking run.
No, I don't think so. Yeah. I really didn't like it too much.
All right.
Okay, well, that was...
let's give it a rating.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay. Ordinarily, I would say maybe like a 1 or a 2, but it is about zombies at least a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying 3.
Okay, judge solely on what I flipped through, I would have given it, again, a 1 or a 2.
Yeah.
But since there were no zombies in there...
Weren't at all?
I don't think so. Listen to this. There weren't enough zombies.
Yeah, there was just some zombies in there.
Okay, I don't really remember too much. I'll be honest with you guys. I don't remember too much about it.
Yeah, but you're right, though. There's not many.
Yeah. I remember being sorely disappointed at the lack of zombie. So having said that, I'm taking a point away... And I'm going to give it a 1.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment.
Yeah. You know, I mean, there's potential.
Yeah.
Make it zombies. You guys are right. Everybody loves zombies.
Yeah.
But be what you are.
Exactly.
You know?
That's like, the lesson here.
I mean, we're wealthy, self-made men.
Right.
And we don't pretend to be anything else.
No, exactly.
No.
I'm wearing a monocle.
So, yeah, a 1, and you gave it a 2.
Yeah.
Any final comments about Zombie Highway?
I think Zombie Highway needs to hit the highway. Yeah, as in get out of here.
I got the reference.
Yeah,
okay, everybody.
Thanks.